Well, Helen, reactions are certainly not surprising. The verdict itself was pretty much expected, and most people in ex-Yugoslavia do already have their opinion about the war and this court, and there is no chance that this is going to change anytime soon. I would like to avoid this black and white picture that is often being presented in international media, and I want to say that most Serbs do not consider Ratko Mladic their hero, but some of them are, and this nationalistic and chauvinistic block tends to be louder in these occasions. Especially Serbian yellow press still considers Mladic a hero, and verdict was described there as an injustice or even cruelty. Officials of Bosnian Muslims were satisfied with the verdict, but some organization of survivors and family members of victims were disappointed because Mladic was found not guilty in one point of the indictment, which said that his troops committed the genocide not only in Srebrenica at the end of the war, but also in Western Bosnia at the beginning of the war. However, he was found guilty in another 10 points, and no other punishment was expected but lifetime in prison. Also expected, Ratko Mladic's son announced that they are going to appeal, so this was not last word.
If we get back to Serbian reaction, I mean, it's over 20 years since the Dayton Peace Accord. So how do Serbs view the issue of war crimes in general so long after these conflicts?
Today, nobody denies that Serbs were responsible for most of the crimes during wars in Croatia, Bosnia, and finally Kosovo, but mainstream still doesn't recognize the systematic nature of those crimes, and it starts from the top. For instance, Serbian parliament was addressing massacre in Srebrenica as a crime, but not as a genocide. After Mladic's verdict, the statistic pops up again, according to which almost all convicted war criminals in The Hague were Serbs, which is true. And afterwards, that leads some people to conclusion that this court is actually against Serbs. But the example of the Serbian strongman Aleksandar Vučić, who is now president, shows that things have changed, though. 9 years ago, Vučić was still an oppositional radical nationalist who organized demonstrations in favor of Ratko Mladic or his politician counterpart Radovan Karadžić. And now he's in favor of European integration. His first reaction on the verdict was a bit melodramatic. That's his style, actually. He said, "Let us not drown in the tears of past, but create better future in sweat together." Of course, Vučić changed his politics and his parlance, not because he's a great guy, but because he understood that otherwise he would never come to power and have recognition from international community.
So how would you describe relations today between, say, Serbia and Bosnia?
Not great, but normal for Balkans, normal most of the time. Both political elites actually never stopped playing this nationalistic card in order to gather some votes. Serbia is in a specific position because the proclaimed goal is to join the European Union, and Serbian officials cannot simply openly support the aspiration of Bosnian Serbs to declare independence or even to unite with Serbia. The tensions, however, do sometimes escalate.
But there's still talk of war breaking out in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Can you explain why?
Well, just it's somewhat our fault at DW, let's say it like that, because just last week, DW started publishing a serial of interviews with the big shot politicians in Bosnia. And what happened was really disturbing. The leader of Muslim Bosniaks, Bakir Izetbegović, he's a son of a Bosnian leader from the war, Alija Izetbegović, he said to our journalist that he's ready even to go to a war if Serbian part of Bosnia called Republika Srpska would declare independence. The reactions were sharp for an entire week. This was in all news and talk shows in Serbia and Bosnia. Serbia even called in a meeting of National Security Council. On the other hand, leader of Bosnian Serbs, Milorad Dodik, even drew a map during the interview with DW projecting that Bosnia is going to be divided in 10 years' time. "This is my life mission," he said. So what do we have actually in Bosnia 22 years after the war? Basically divided country with Serbs, Bosniaks and Croats not being able to make compromises, economic hardships with citizens leaving towards Western Europe to look for a better life. And we have this martial rhetoric again. Some say that Dayton Peace Treaty did end the war in 1995, but also made a stillborn state which doesn't function and maybe even cannot exist on a long term.
So is war a possibility in your opinion?
I'm afraid that it is, but it's not likely to happen in the next couple of years. It's basically the question if Republika Srpska, Serbian part of Bosnia, is really going to declare independence or make some move like Catalonia did recently. I guess on the Balkans, it cannot end peacefully as in Spain.